Welcome to the Gritty Hour. Time to get down to the nitty gritty.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gritty Hour. I have a very special guest today, Caitlin Hurricane. She's a bartender here locally in Millbrook, New York at the Millbrook Inn. And she is not only a great bartender, but she has the coolest name I ever heard. So welcome to the Gritty Hour, Caitlin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're certainly glad to have you. I appreciate you coming on. So you've been a bartender for a lot of years already, no?
Yes. So I started bartending for my parents when I was younger. Like I would make them little drinks at home and everything. So since I was 10, I said that I wanted to be a mixologist. And then I went on to golf courses and I would bartend at some of those. And then I moved up here to be at Silo Ridge and bartended there for a little while.
Mm-hmm. When you say the golf courses, where were they?
One was in Garrison. It was called the Garrison, and then it shut down.
Okay, because you're from the Bronx, right?
Yes. So I was born and grew up in the Bronx, and then I moved up to Westchester.
Right, so that's those who have been watching and listening to us for a while know that I have a soft spot for people from the Bronx. So you born, where in the Bronx were you from?
I think it was in Fordham.
Oh, Fordham.
I think we grew up in, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then you edged up closer to Millbrook as you got older.
Yes, pretty much.
Very nice. So you go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt your...
No, you're perfectly fine.
So you did some golf courses in Garrison. There's some good courses over there.
Yes, I worked at the one course called the Garrison, and it was a beautiful course. And then they decided to shut it down about after I worked there for about 2 years. And they donated it to the Shakespeare community.
For those not familiar with our area, the New York area, Garrison is just south of Cold Spring, New York, which is right across the Hudson River from West Point. And it's also along Benedict Arnold's escape route when he betrayed our country. So now it's a hoity-toity golf course. So Silo Ridge, which is closer to Millbrook, is in Amenia, right?
Yes.
Which is just southeast of us, I believe.
Yes.
And how did you get that gig?
So basically, I was working at this other virtual golf place called Golf on Six in Mayapack. And one day this person came in and they're like, oh, Anne Hathaway golfs there. And I'm like, oh, I love Anne Hathaway. So I applied to work there just to see if I would like get the job. And then I ended up going in for the interview, and then I got it. And then I was bartending in the comfort stations when I got there, which is like a little like stop off on like the golf course.
What's a virtual golf course?
So it's like the giant like simulators kind of. And then when you just like have to hit the ball, and then the ball like goes into like the screen, basically.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. The drinks were real though, right?
The drinks were definitely real. They have a whole like beer wall there that you get to activate with like a beer bracelet, which is really cool.
So how long did you work at Silo Ridge?
Silo Ridge, I only worked there for the summer, last summer. So it was about 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to school or no?
Yes. I'm currently studying distillation, and then I'm also going to school for business management.
Nice. That's a good combo. Mm-hmm. You're going to have your own tavern one day or a restaurant?
Oh. No. I'm fascinated just by distillation. And I think it's like I'm way too clumsy of a person to distill any of my own stuff.
Isn't there a place, 10, what is it called? 10?
Oh, 10 Mile Distillery. Yeah.
10 Mile Distillery.
Yeah. That's what actually got me into distillation. Their master distiller over there was the one who like introduced me into distilling and everything.
Okay. And where's that?
It's over. I always pronounce the name of the town wrong. It's Wasiac.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a beautiful place, and I bartended there for a little while.
Oh, Wasiac. Wasiac?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Wasiac. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I always pronounce it wrong. But yes, I bartended there for a little while, and I was their tour guide as well. So that's what got me into like learning about distillation and everything.
They have the whole process from soup to nuts over there in the...
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
They get their barley from Tivoli, so everything's located within a 30-mile radius for them. Mm-hmm. And then it gets malted, and then they go there, and it gets like into the mash tun, into the, it gets like into like everything basically. goes into the mash tun, the washbacks, then the pot stills, double distilled, all that.
Uh-huh. And what do they specialize in?
Well, they do gin, vodka, and they just released their whiskey recently.
I see. Are they sold locally around here, or?
Yeah, yeah. They're all sold within New York.
What's the label?
It is, it's just like bottle, like, it is actually engraved with their logo on the bottom, and it's called Little Rest.
It's called what?
Little Rest.
Little Rest, okay.
Yeah. And it's named after a street near, in Millbrook.
Oh, yeah? There's a Little Rest Road here in Millbrook, yeah.
Well, basically, like, back during, like, westward expansion, that road, people would attach an extra horse to your buggy, and then it'll pull you up the hill, and then at the top of the hill, there was a bar that you can go and get a little rest at.
Ah, sweet. Okay. On your way to California?
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice. Yeah. So after that, you got even more local.
Yes. So after that, I went to the Millbrook Inn.
Uh-huh.
And I became their mixologist there, and now I create the bar program currently. And it's just a lovely place to work. It's very nice. It's the most freedom I've had with creating cocktails. And we just released our new fall menu as well.
Yeah, I visited you about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
At the Millbrook Inn. It's a very, if you don't mind me saying, a very posh place.
It's definitely elevated dining is our main thing that we try and strive for. But we always try and be like welcoming no matter what.
Yeah, but you get a higher level clientele there as guests.
Yeah.
So you basically, I'm assuming your bar is right behind me in the backdrop.
Yeah.
I took a crane pull off the wall and put your bar there.
It looks great.
A lot of people who know me a long time know I'm very comfortable in front of a bar, you know. So, but I would think you have to sort of entertain these folks that are staying. What are they usual stay 2-3 days? They come on a weekend,
generally.
You have to tell them about the area.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I tell them about like all the local things to go to, like Innisfree. I recommend the distilleries. I recommend the different wineries. I tell them they should go to, or like even just like walking around because like it's just such a beautiful area, and the fountains is like right above us.
So it is a beautiful landscape. Yeah. Any antique stores you might recommend over there?
Oh, of course, the Millbrook Antique Store.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. So I guess my question really is, you worked in Garrison, you worked in Silo Ridge in Armenia, and now in Millbrook. Is there a difference in the type of clientele, number one, and number two, are what they order different?
There's definitely a difference going from golf courses to going to where I work now. It was mostly just like transfusions like Bloody Marys or Palomas. And then going to where I go now, it's more like either people order just from the specialty cocktails, or they want like a Boulevarde, they want like a Gold Rush, they want like those types of drinks. Like it's not really like the type of place where you go and you're like a green tea shot. So it is a bit different from the other places that I've worked in.
Yeah. So there's is what you said before, you set the menu on the drinks, like you order the beverages. In other words, you set
I create the cocktails. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Interesting. Do you have any originals?
Yeah, no. The first one to go on is the one that's still on there. It's called the Smoked Bee, and it's with Hill Rock whiskey, and then cherry bitters and honey syrup, and then I smoke it with the cherry wood, and it's served over a rock. So it's kind of like an old fashioned, and that was the first one that I actually created to go onto the menu when I first got hired.
Mm-hmm. So you must be. I was going to say you must be disappointed when a guy like me shows up and orders a beer.
No. We also get our beers from local breweries. So
yeah.
anything I'm really happy with there.
Yeah. You can petition the owner there. I don't know if I know the owner. We could petition him to get Guinness on draft, or just Guinness at all. It would be sweet.
Yeah. Guinness would be fun to have.
Yeah. Well, you'll see a hell of a lot more of me over there. Yeah. So, you're studying now. Where do you study? Where do you go for that? Where do you study?
So basically for a distillation, I got Shane Fraser, which is the master distiller. He gave me like this giant, like it's this like giant book thing. And basically once you read through all of it, you can like take a test on it and then you're able to get like certified in it.
I see. Is it online or you have to go somewhere? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I should have asked in the beginning, is bartending something that requires a license?
No. Bartending actually doesn't. Generally, they want you to have a tip certification, which is just like being able to like tell IDs, being able to like tell when you should stop serving someone. Like it's just like the serve safe protocol that all bartenders should have. So they do, most places do require that you have that.
Okay. But there's no state involved, no regulation statewide?
No.
I see. Okay. I never knew that. Okay. Yeah.
So that's why I always tell people it's like a fun, like hobby thing to like get into. If you're like looking for like extra money or something like that, bartending is always like fun to get into.
Do you feel you'll be doing that for a long time or?
I hope I am. It's been my dream since I was like 10 to be a mixologist. So I really do enjoy it.
Yeah. Is there any kind of clubs or anything that among people who have that love of mixology?
Yeah, there are bartender like conventions that you can go to, and you can like meet a bunch of people that are like into the craft. Mm-hmm. Or like on Reddit, I'm a part of like forums for like bartenders.
Oh, sweet.
Which is like a lot of fun.
You get tips and give tips?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So it's something you have to hone, right, to be a good bartender.
Yeah, kind of. But I feel like good is different in everyone's definition of it. Like there could be like a good Irish bar type person, and then there's like a good specialty cocktail person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like different definitions for each, I think.
Right. Because are you coming into your busy season at the Billbrook Inn?
Yes. Currently, in the leaf changing season, this is our busiest. Mm-hmm. This and summer are our busiest.
And what about the holidays coming up?
The holidays, we're going to have like some special events, so that will probably be pretty busy for us as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, because you have to serve not only the people sitting at the bar, but the people that are eating at the tables.
Restaurant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is there a lot of wine?
There is definitely a lot of wine.
Does the Millbrook Inn deal at all with the Millbrook Winery?
We don't currently have anything from the Millbrook Winery.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just curious. Hey, do you like the Millbrook Winery?
Yeah. I still haven't been yet, but my roommate's been and she really likes it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you'll have to get over there. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful view up there.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely will. I need to check it out. I heard they have like food trucks and everything too.
They do on, I don't know about the fall. Well, I think this time of year they still do.
Okay.
They don't have it in the winter or the spring, I don't think. But in the summer and fall, they have food trucks on, I think, Fridays and Saturdays, if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with like being a bartender and everything is always like your schedule doesn't line up with like being able to go to like other things. So it's always
normal people's schedules. I know. Yeah.
Like my parents will be working, Monday through Fridays, and then I'll be calling them on Mondays and Tuesdays at late times, but I don't realize that they're going to sleep at those times because they work the next day when those are my days off.
Right. That's because I work on weekends too, as you know.
Yeah.
And when people say have a good weekend, I say, yeah, screw you.
Exactly.
So your long-term goal is not to own anything, huh? You just want to...
Yeah, I just like what I'm doing right now, and I feel like it's something that's a good fit for me. I'm always been like a big like people person, so I feel like I really like it.
Yeah, schmoozing is half the battle in being a bartender, right?
Very true. And surprisingly enough, I'm very awkward when I'm not working behind a bar. Like it's kind of like my version of immersion therapy by like talking to people and everything.
You put on a different persona when you get behind the bar?
Like I think I'm just like... I have to be open in order to like ask someone for their drink. So I just realized it's something that I need to do instead of like standing in a corner looking really awkward.
Well, I did notice when I was there, you have people that stay there. They come in
Yeah.
So I guess sometimes for a week, mostly for weekends, right? 2-3 day stints.
Yeah.
But you also have regulars, which is a good testament to you.
Yeah. No, you came on Monday. So that's when a lot of my regulars end up coming.
Yeah. Yeah. I was between two couples. One was from Massachusetts and one was from Millbrook. They come every Monday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your days off are Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yep.
And you afforded one of your days off for us. We appreciate it.
Of course.
So that's good. So the Millbrook Inn is a second iteration of the Millbrook Inn.
Yes.
Actually, I'm going to share a picture of the Millbrook Inn, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know what the hell I did with it now. I had it. I just showed you right before we started. Oh, here. I had it up there. Look at that. Okay. I'll be all right. As you can see, I'm technologically savvy.
Honestly, you really are.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Okay. So that's the Millbrook Inn webpage. Millbrook Inn, Hudson Valley activities. Okay, so I'm on the a lot of things to do around here, which is we're blessed here in Millbrook with a whole bunch of stuff. Now I've lost the main page. I don't want to book a room. Cost a fortune. No offense. So that's the address, right? 3 Gifford Road, Millbrook, New York, right by the fountains.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. You get people from the fountains roaming in there?
We actually do.
Yeah.
And they are a hoot there, honestly.
Yeah.
I had no idea they had a bar. They have a bar in the fountains. Like they have like a room where they can like lock their like liquor in and everything. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The guy came in and he was a hoot.
Yeah. Well, the very fountains lovely. for those aren't from around here. It's an assisted living place, but it's a high end assisted living place, I guess. Yeah.
It's very nice.
It's very.
But they don't have bingo.
Huh? How do I get to the main page of this place? Yeah. There you go.
Oh yeah, there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very nice.
So do you find it's always booked? Is it hard to get a room in that place?
It recently, yes, it has been booked every single weekend, pretty much.
How many rooms do they have? Do you know?
They have 9.
Oh,
and
okay.
Each one has a different theme to it.
Each one is what?
Has a different theme to it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Have you ever been over to Wings Castle?
No, but I heard people that came in for dinner were staying there.
Yeah, it's similar. Each room has a different.
But it's like an actual like castle.
Yeah, it was hand-built by Peter Wing and his wife, Tony. And he passed away, but Tony still runs it with her son, Charlie.
Aww.
And I highly recommend you take a trip over there. It's right actually at the top of the hill from the Millbrook Winery. So if you're at Wings Castle, you can look down on the winery.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
I've gotten into the history of Millbrook. There's a lot of great history around here, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there really is.
As you know, I'm from the Bronx, too. So I've only been up here, I don't know, 13 years or so. But I sort of fall in love with the history of Millbrook.
Yeah.
And at one time, the Millbrook Winery was part of the Wings Farm, which also included Wings Castle. They're one of the earliest settlers in America, actually.
Wow.
They... you've heard of Wingdale. That was actually part of that family's property also.
Really?
So, but yeah, if you go to the Wings Castle, it's a funky place and it's amazing.
It looks really cool.
Oh, it's amazing. And you look right down on the winery from there. So you'll have to go. I'll go with you.
Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have 9 rooms and it's generally always booked.
Yeah.
Is that all year round? Is it hard to get a room?
Not all year round, but definitely during this season, it's very hard to get a room currently.
Yeah, right up through to New Year's, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So book in advance if you want to come to Millbrook and stay at the Millbrook Inn.
And it's a beautiful place to stay.
Yeah.
The bartender's great.
Well, next time I do go see you, I might have dinner there so I can vouch for the food.
Yeah. The food, I personally, the burger is just the absolute best thing ever. Best burger I've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like a nice place. You have a nice staff there, yourself included. And It's charming is a good way to say it. Good way to describe it.
It is. It's very nice.
All right. So you think you'll be there for a long time?
I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah. You have no plans to move on to something grander?
No, not currently.
Yeah.
I really like it. I love the creativity that I'm able to have. It's just very nice.
They give you a wide berth, so to speak, on what to do there?
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, they basically...
I can kind of just like, she'll like get like a fruit that she wants me to put into a drink and then I'm able to just like work around it.
Mm-hmm. She is the owner?
Yes.
What, do you want to say her name?
Yeah, Yvette Former is the owner.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, she'll sue you. She'll sue you right after this goes public.
No, she's very sweet.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful, she did an amazing, amazing job. Like she was the one who had the bar built. She built on this extra room that's called the conservatory. And it has like a giant like sky window in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Is it just one structure, one building?
Yes.
Yeah. So I did Millbrook Inn is, like I said before, a second iteration of the Millbrook Inn. I'm not sure if it's in the same location or not.
I think it is.
Because
it bed and breakfast before as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she did an excellent job fixing it up because I think it got sort of kind of dilapidated over the years.
But no, she rebuilt it. Like all the floors were redone. The bathrooms now have heated floors.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah. And a beautiful bar. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've exhausted everything we were going to talk about. The Millbrook Inn. We have Four Brothers, the Four Brothers Pizza organization, moving into Millbrook.
Yes.
Hopefully by spring.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should, I'll have to introduce you to those fellas. They're really nice guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I've met John.
John. Yeah, yeah. John. And they own the Millerton Inn is why I thought of it. Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, they own the Millerton Inn, the Four Brothers Drive-In in Armenia. Yeah.
I know that one, yeah.
So they own a bunch of Four Brothers, but they also own some that aren't under the Four Brothers name, which the one they're opening here in Millbrook is going to be called the House of Stephas.
Really?
Yeah, I think is going to be like a Greek-themed thing.
Yeah, yeah. That would make sense.
Well, they are Greek, and their last name is Stephanopoulos, which is, I guess, the House of Stephas.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's excited to have them there, you know.
And it looks like a beautiful building, too. It's right across from Stewart's, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It used to be called Aurelius, and it has a nice front porch, a second-story porch. It's, you know, and these guys know what they're doing, so it's going to look great.
They actually have one in Mayapack that's still called Four Brothers, and it's, like, right on the water, and it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they own several Four Brothers.
Yeah.
And several things that aren't under that name, which this won't be. But like I said, they know what they're doing, so we're looking forward to that, you know.
Nice.
And, you know, they have a suggestion box right now in front of the place.
Really?
That you can write down your suggestion. And, you know, being a jerk, I wrote down, I have Guinness on draft. So we'll see. We'll see how that comes out. All right. Well, I do appreciate you coming by tonight, Caitlin.
Yeah, of course.
And again, you do have the coolest name I ever heard, Caitlin Hurricane.
Thank you.
And it's your real last name.
Yeah.
It's not really spelled like Hurricane, but it's pronounced Hurricane.
Well, yeah, it's Irish. So, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being Irish.
No, not at all.
No.
I love it. It's a fun mix of it.
Yes. Well, you're half Irish, half?
Puerto Rican and Dominican.
Puerto Rican. That's a good mix, yeah.
It's a fun mix, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently a scary mix, but it's fun.
Is it scary? Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, I think the Puerto Rican, when I grew up, the Puerto Ricans and the Irish got along pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So it was a pleasure having you on the show. I do appreciate you coming by. I know when I mix this thing, I know you promised to send me a couple of videos of you making drinks.
Yes.
Which are going to be interposed throughout this podcast.
Yes.
So with your permission, I'll interpose them.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm allowing some more time for that. So I do appreciate you coming on, and we'll see you over at the Millbrook Inn.
Yes, yes.
All right. Thanks a lot, Caitlin. We appreciate it.